Every year, Dorchester Town Council has to have an annual town meeting where they explain what they've done and maybe what they're going to do and elect a new mayor. Well, let's start off with the mayors. So let's hear from the outgoing and the incoming.
Well, it's really good to see so many people here today. We're having this event to learn about all the huge range of voluntary groups that work and organise through the town, and the important role the town council plays in supporting these volunteer groups and achieving much for our community. So we're coming here today, we're having some cake and some coffee and a bit of chatter just about what makes Dorchester a great place to live.
And how's your term of office been?
It's been really busy. What we've seen is a real growth in young people getting involved and a wide range of new groups coming in and organising activities across the town that we've not seen for many, many years. And I think it's really a good positive sign for the future of Dorchester.
And what do you see as the future of Dorchester in a wider sense?
I think what we have to do is make sure we protect the essence of our historic heritage. And we want to achieve so many things and preserve so many things that really matter in our town, that make it a very unique place to live. And that's what we're doing. I'm looking forward to carrying on into the future.
So are you having a rest?
Yes, but I'm not telling you where I'm going. It's best to have a bit of a quiet time. So I've got about five more events to be involved with. And then we're handing on to next year's mayor, which I'm sure he'll make a great deal of the job as well.
I'm delighted to have two lovely people here who are going to make Dorchester a special place in the next 12, 15 months, something like that. Les and...
Julie Fry.
Lovely. And you're going to be...
The mayoress.
Indeed. And you're going to be...
The mayor.
Right. Now, who's going to speak first? Do you tell him what to do?
No, we're very much looking... Very honoured and humbled that we've been selected to be the mayor and mayoress of Dorchester. For the year 26-27. We take over on the 18th of May at the mayor-making ceremony, and we're really looking forward to the year of promoting Dorchester, supporting all the groups, charities and activities that take place in our lovely town. It's a super town, and anything we can do to help people, we will do so. And if anybody has an event that they would like the mayor and mayoress to attend, please let the mayor secretary, Gina Wakeley, know and request it, and then we will look at our diary, and if we can, we will attend.
Now, Julie, what's your role, do you think?
Well, I'm very much there to support Les in his bid to sort of be the mayor and to sort of up the profile of lots of different organisations within the town to promote Dorchester, both here and when we go to Bayeux on the Twinning, and just be there and be visible for the town.
Marvellous. And are you both actually looking forward to it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Very
yes.
much so, yes.
It's It'll be an exciting year.
Yes, very much so. And Julie will be the best dressed mayoress for a long time.
I don't think you can say that, but I'll probably be the most colourful.
I was going to say the most glamorous, if I'm allowed.
Thank you very much.
Very true. Thanks, Andy.
Well, the mayor-making has taken place, and indeed Les and Julie are in office as mayor and mayoress. Now, let's go over to the purpose of the council. Well, the policy committee is one of the most important, and here's Sue Biles to tell you all about its work over the past year.
The policy committee is the main committee of the town council, and we are the committee with responsibility for the money and how we spend the money and how the money gets spent. Staffing, training and upkeep of all our facilities. So that takes quite a bit of money because we're looking after old listed buildings. So that's my main role within the council. And as part of that as well, we can also give grants to certain people who are working within the community, which is why we support the youth club, because we think it's really important to support the youth club. And we're really pleased that the youth club is expanding in terms of the work that it's doing. We also support CAB, who are incredibly busy at the moment because of all of the work that they have to do to support the community in this difficult time that so many people are in. And finally, we support Keep 106 because we think that you provide a really important community facility. In terms of other things that we do, then we also help to sponsor some of the events around the town, so the Literacy Festival and the Literary Festival, sorry, not the Literacy Festival, and also the Business Awards. And we sponsored the main sponsor for Helios, which was the exhibition on the Sun, which was hugely successful with 8,000 people. And we're also going to sponsor this new film which is coming out, which will look at the climate and climate action and the things that we are all going to need to do to be able to live in this world, which seems very appropriate on David Attenborough's 100th birthday today, seeing as he's the person who made us think about all of these things. So that's my main role, really. And the other one is the upkeep of this building, where we still need to do more work on the clock tower, but it's very difficult because, as you know, the turret is not safe. It has to have special scaffolding, which is having to be designed, and to take the clock face out and mend it, which is one of the things we need to do, is actually going to be quite expensive. So we're having to look at how we phase that project.
And what does Sue do when she's not doing all that?
Sue used to be a college lecturer before she retired. She spends quite a lot of time on council business. I'm also quite active politically because I am a political member of the council. And I'm a school governor over in Weymouth. And occasionally I relax with the family.
So what's your favourite thing?
That's difficult. I've really enjoyed being a school governor and working with primary age children because, again, they're very important. It's really about community and society and being able to use skills that I might have acquired over the years to support work that's being done.
Sue Biles, Chair of the Policy Committee. Now, what of the officers, the people that make everything happen behind the scenes? One of those people is Steve Newman, who's been with the council for 24 years, latterly as our town clerk. And I'm going to be talking to Steve about those years very soon, so stay tuned to Keep 106. Charmaine Denny is the new town clerk in waiting, and she joins us in July, so we look forward to that. Here she is explaining how she feels about the role she's going to take over.
So I'm Charmaine Denny. I'm currently the assistant town clerk for Weymouth Town Council, and I'm really excited to be joining Dorchester Town Council in July as town clerk. I'm really looking forward to being head of paid service and leading the team forward. Dorchester is amazing. The amount of heritage within Dorchester and the services that Dorchester delivers, from cemeteries, allotments, through to green spaces and parks and open spaces and play areas, is absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to join the team and start leading the team forward.
Marvellous. So what have you done in the past?
So I'm currently the assistant town clerk at Weymouth Town Council, and I've been at Weymouth since 2019, and I'm strategic lead for operational services, which includes the beach and the parks and open spaces. Previous to that, I spent 11 years at Bournemouth, and at Bournemouth, that's when it was Bournemouth Borough Council. And when I was at Bournemouth, I was a project manager, and also part of my role was leading on resort information within the team, so tourist information provision, beach huts and so forth. So yeah, it's really, really varied, but really exciting. I've always been local to Dorset.
Now, out of that long list of things you do, is there any one thing that you especially want to achieve?
It's creating those connections and relationships with the local community. Working with the local community is paramount to this role and for a town council. And that's what makes working for a town council so special, is that you're so close to the community. You can see what you work on, what you deliver. You can see the impacts of that. So that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Charmaine Denny will be joining us as Dorchester's town clerk in July. And finally in this report, Amongst the many community organisations represented in the annual town meeting were some gentlemen on motorbikes. Yes, the Blood Bikes. Let's hear from a voice that many of you will recognise, Charles Campion Smith, who I suggested might have had a little change in his life.
Well, it's nice to be still involved with the health service and be able to put something in after sort of working at the sharp end for 30 plus years. It's a very positive thing. We get a lot of positive feedback when we go into the wards, when we go into the laboratories, because we're helping people like the nurses give the good service they want to. And then when we go to patients' homes to deliver, they're very grateful as well. We do some regular deliveries. So each week we take samples from newborn babies to Portsmouth twice a week. And those are time critical. They have to arrive in Portsmouth within a certain spell. So the midwives are delighted that we can guarantee that. We take bloods from the antenatal clinic in the opposite direction to Exeter, again twice a week. So the pregnant mums get their results reliably. We take some specimens up to Camberley that are then carried on up to Charing Cross Hospital. So that's working with the London-based group. Because though we're an independent organisation, we're part of the National Association of Blood Banks, so we work with our neighbours. We also offer an on-call service at weekends and out of hours. And something we've been developing recently, particularly in Dorchester, is delivering medication to patients so they can be discharged as soon as they're ready. They don't have to hang around. In winter, it means they're not going home in the darkness, but the staff can be confident that they'll have their necessary medication delivered to them at home. And that's, again, appreciated all round. And it frees up beds, of course.
Now, it's voluntary, so how do people get in touch if they fancy riding a rather fancy motorbike?
The access to the service is all through the NHS. We are a partner to the NHS, and we don't do any work. We don't do any paid work. We are financially independent. We don't receive any funding from the NHS or anywhere else. We do get support from the local community. We've had some significant support from the Beer X Festival, the Cider Festival, and from the Town Council Car Boot Fund. But nevertheless, we have to be out there shaking cans, meeting, talking to people, because our turnover is about £120,000 a year. So there's a constant need to keep our fundraising going as well.
Okay, so how can people contribute?
People can join as members. Some of our members are riders. Some help with the administration. Some of them do what we call the controllers, where they relay the calls from the health service to the duty riders. Others help us with fundraising and events, and we're always grateful for help in any of those fronts. And of course, you know, if a local group, a local community group would like to adopt us for their charity for a year, we would be delighted. We'd be obviously very happy to come along and talk to any local group that would like to do that, because it is the support of the community that keeps us going.
Okay, and how do they get in touch with you?
We have a number which I'll give to you. It's an 0300 number. 0300 030 1180. And that will always get through to us. We also have a website, which is www.yfwbloodbikes.org.
Charles Campion Smith telling us all about the blood bikes. Very important. You need them when you need them. Now, that number, you can find that on the Keep 106 website, keep106.com.